This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
Arvind Braj.
And our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hi.
What is with the weather today outside? Aren't we supposed to be living in the tropics?
Sleep weather. It's the sleepiest weather.
It's the sleepiest weather, and I'm sat in here in a parka jacket watching... It looks like England outside right now. I moved the other side of the world to get away from that, and now I'm looking... Anyway.
And it finally caught up.
And it finally caught up with us. Right, so today's topic of discussion, where another hypothetical. We've had a few of these over the last 2 days. So your company are letting you work from home, but you have to be very closely monitored. Do you accept? Why or why not? I know it sounds like a choose-your-own-adventure game, as I said to Chris earlier on. But what we mean by monitor, it could be a number of things. It could be stuff like your keystrokes are monitored. It could be that you have to log into a certain website every half an hour. It could be that you have to take a selfie every half an hour, as some companies are doing. So these are the rules, right? You're allowed to stay at home and work, but you have to prove that you are being productive, right? And it could be in a different number
Some
of
sort
ways.
Of check-in system.
Some kind of check-in system. Yep. Would you do it? Let us know. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number if you want to text us. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We've got a poll running on Instagram as well, so you can answer there. That's the story that we're running with, and of course this comes off the back as how a bunch of live streams and work diaries and how working from home is working in China because of coronavirus, but there's a whole bunch of other companies, of course, who do this. We're then moving on to a story from Frida about whether or not you need a personal board of advisors to dress you, to tell you what to do, to guide you in the right direction. And then Arv has a story, and this is a good one for today. Jeff Bezos launches the Earth Fund to combat climate change.
I mean, with, you know, whatever small fortune he has, it's a noble... It's noble thing to do.
Rich people coming to our aid as we crash and burn and the planet burns. Awesome. Right, let's start off with that story then. So in many tech companies, allowing workers to work from home is a perk. Also conveys the employer's trust. So in China, where companies are used to a lot of FaceTime with employees, we're suddenly forced to switch to working from home. Many workers are having to prove that they're not slacking off. Their massive work-from-home exercise began earlier this month as authorities tried to contain the epidemic. As the new year approached its end, Ding Talk, an enterprise app from e-commerce Alibaba, suddenly jumped 37 spots to become the third most downloaded free iOS app in China, according to Metrics Research. It's been in the number one spot all this week as some firms that had taken an extended New Year holiday returned to work while others continued working from home. Shenzhen-based gaming giant Tencent, for instance, said on Sunday, its employees in mainland China should continue working from home until February the 24th. Alibaba asked employees to keep working from home until further notice, as have the drone maker DJI. Now, some firms are experimenting with getting back to the office. Baidu allowed small groups of employees to go back to the office this week, but required them to get approval from supervisors and also show that they've been under quarantine for more than 14 days. So amid extra work for companies trying to keep productivity up and suffocating monitoring by managers unused to managing remote teams, some employees are starting to think that the office is not so bad, even if they face a 9-9-6 schedule, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 6 days a week. It's not work from home, some people are saying. It's a worker being put on forced quarantine. A lot of these people coming out and saying these things are they're being forced into doing this and they have no choice. One of them is a selfie and live stream check-ins every 30 minutes. So you are literally taking a selfie, posting it to your boss via WeChat to show them.
With the laptop in the background.
With a laptop in the background, with a timestamp and all of that kind of stuff. Back in the day, we used to take a photograph with a newspaper to show what day it was. I'm sure I'm my age now. But that's the idea behind it, you know. And this is like the kind of tip of the iceberg. And I kind of read through at some of the other companies who offer working from home kind of stuff. And some of the things that they start off with is really quite simple. You know, if you're working from home, you want to build that level of trust. A few things you can do. And it starts off with something, you know, fairly simple. Set tasks for deadlines. We can all do that, right? View team activity regularly. So if you're not quite sure where your team are, get them all to log into a website at one point and just say, what are you working on? What are you working on? How far have you got? And then it gets a little bit more murky as you move further on down the list. Track employee internet usage. So you install software on their laptop. It shows you what websites they're looking at and what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Monitor work employees and when they are at their desk. So you get to your desk and it's like that thing when you're playing chess. You tap a button, I'm at my desk. You tap a button when you leave. So you can keep check of how many hours you've been sat at your desk. Supervising employees remotely, of course, is what we're talking about right now with stuff like the live streaming, where you have to have your camera on permanently. Essentially, you are under CCTV the entire time, selfie checking in. And then you give an end-of-day summary report. That one I don't disagree with. You know, how far you've done throughout. It's the supervising employees remotely, which I think is a thing that a lot of people would have difficulty dealing with, you know, because that level of trust, it goes two ways, right? Trust me to do my work. It will get done. Mm-hmm. And I trust that you won't be checking on me every 5 minutes. But the problem that they are having, as this article says, with people in China is that they're so used to having people like literally under their thumbs where they can see them at every moment of the day, that this is almost completely alien to them.
And I think this will be great. They'll probably realize that they are more efficient in certain things after this experience. I'm looking at it and I can understand that maybe you can use technology maybe at the start of the day, just with everybody that's on the team and have a chat like, what we're doing, what did you do yesterday? So a point to meet when you would have normally met face-to-face, but you get more efficient if you're using technology and knowing that, okay, this is a certain time, or a login that's into the systems, the company systems, right? So I think that's a great way moving forward.
So the thing that's happening in China, that one is obviously like a forced quarantine, like you said, and it's not a perk that they can enjoy. It's that they just have to be at home and they're figuring out like how to work those like dynamics, and it's for some companies, it's alien to them because allowing their employees to stay at home and how would you do this work. But, you know, the whole idea of working at home, I think, has to come with a bit of flexibility. Otherwise, why are people at home, right? That's the whole thing. Like you said, like, you know, I trust you, you trust me. And if the work is done at the end of the day or end of the week, then there shouldn't be so much monitoring. Because if there's going to be someone breathing down your neck, like, you know, 24/7 or however long you're working, then why not just be in an office?
Right. Mm. I mean, there has been other complaints as well. One of the girls who works for an internet company, complained that her salary was deducted because she was wearing pajamas while attending a company video conference call that morning. She attached a screenshot showing a request from her company also asking employees to join two video conferences at 9 a.m. and at 6 p.m. every day and to reply to work-related messages within 10 minutes on the Ding Talk app. Other stuff is where they have to do a write daily work journals, what you've done that day, how far you've got, what you expect to get done by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Fine, you're working from home, but these are not things that you would be doing if you were normally in the office, right? Mm. So you're effectively forcing more work on these people who are already under stress because they're, you know, under forced quarantine. Right.
Would you do it? Like, let's say you were in a company where it was a perk, like not the situation in China, not where they have to allow people to work from home. But, you know, you went to a company and they said to you that you can work from home in the comfort of your home, but you will have to be monitored. Let's say like 5 times a day, you'd have to check in or log into some kind of app or show them that you are doing some work. You wouldn't?
No.
There was an American company I briefly worked for that I had to achieve certain written words by certain times of the day on their time, Pacific time. So in some ways, that was a form of monitoring, I guess.
Yep.
And it became very uncomfortable, you know. Because sometimes you have those spurts of inspiration, you have those spurts of creativity, and you can do it. I felt that when I was constrained that way, it really created problems for the way in which I work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I've worked from home for 7 years, and it was brilliant. And it was just a case of, you know, my KPIs for the year, do I meet them? I definitely don't want you to monitor me at all times. I could be replying mail in the toilet, which I often do.
Mm.
Right? And I really don't want the CCTV on that. You know, that's where I get my inspiration.
Mm. And on that note, we'll take a short break. We've got Mac DeMarco up next with Ode to Viceroy. If you want to get in touch and let us know, your company is letting you work from home, but you have to be very closely monitored. Do you accept yes or no? Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We'll be right back in just a few minutes on BFM 89.9.
Benchmark for managers, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, where we're asking you, your company has said to you, you can work from home, but we have to monitor you. How do you feel about that? Would you accept yes or no? That's our question for today. We're talking about this because of how a lot of people over in China, of course, are in enforced quarantine, and a lot of them, for the very first time, are actually having to work from home. They're using a whole bunch of software to help monitor their employees, which is causing, you know, some discomfort amongst some employees, having to take regular selfies, having to be on a live stream constantly, having to check in, having to log into a website. We thought we'd ask you your thoughts on this and what you think about it. We've got some tweets, we've got some WhatsApps, and we've got some responses here on Instagram. Arv, do you want to do Twitter first?
Yeah, so this comes from Harry, who says, it depends on what closely monitored means. Up41 says, defeat the whole purpose of work at home. It should be measured by output and not activity. And then Walid says that if by closely monitored you mean, for instance, a live video, then I won't accept. PC activities monitoring should be fine, though.
Okay.
Over here on WhatsApp, we got Eugene said, I'd rather not. Working from my home, in opinion, was created to provide people who do not have the luxury of work-life balance. So where's the work-life balance if you monitor people at home?
Mm-hmm.
To me, if I were to ask my employees to work from home, or I would give them a flexible hours, I won't check in. I just want the job of work done. Then go do whatever you want. I often tell my team they could do whatever they want. Their free time, as long as the reports come in on time and we have good sales, right? Mm-hmm. So that's monitoring. Anonymous here says, yes, I like to work remotely and don't mind being monitored, but there should be some accountability. Tricky to see how best to monitor. We save a lot of time and cost on commuting to the office. Some will abuse of freedom and trust. Group working is also nice, as there are colleagues to socialize and go out for lunch with. Yes, that's always good. A gentleman here, 8883, says, my company's from India. We don't have an office in Malaysia. Sales numbers is kind of monitoring. We do weekly telecons and updates, 80% of our KPI from numbers. This is 4015 from a Singapore company. I am based in KL, working from home. Every morning, I need to send 5 activities for that day. Every evening, updates for that 5 activity. In between, countless Skype calls and WhatsApp calls. I guess to find out what I'm doing. So suffocating and no space for creativity. I don't accept.
Yeah.
Okay. Maggie here says, I wouldn't mind working from home and complying to all those terms, but in consideration for taking up my home space, I charge some rental. Furthermore, the company would be saving overhead if most employees are no longer housed in the office premises. Yeah, you know, it's real estate that you save on. As usual, has a naughty one. I really upset my neighbours after being instructed to work from home. Everyone hates this screaming when an obstetrician can't go to work.
Hey. Over to Instagram. Ocean Rick, seems like I've got more freedom whilst working in an office. Well, I think that's what a lot of these people over in China are actually saying as well. Delina echoes that and might as well work in the office. Over on the poll, just before the break, it was at, excuse me, an even 50-50 split. It's now slightly moved at 51-49%.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed. And there's quite a few votes on there as well. Now, Frida, so we spoke to some friends of yours over at IBM Malaysia, and we asked them, their HR director, actually, Jasmine Abdullah, about this question and what was their work from home policy like, and how do you monitor employees that are working from home?
Our basic principles of work from home from IBM are our balancing of our business needs, and consistent with our core value is our trust and personal responsibility, our flexible work options, which are available, as well as understanding the differences and the new ways of working where IBMers exercise care and judgment. and we focus on results. Work is something you do, not a place you go. Focus on results, setting goals, and measuring performance.
And if you find an employee is not actually working whilst working from home, what are the consequences?
Trust and responsibility is the foundation of our work from home practice. And the flexible arrangement can be discontinued at any time if we find that there is a drop in the productivity, change in the business role, new business directions to co-locate, etc. And if an employee is found, and we do not do monitoring, but if an employee is found to have breached the trust that is entrusted to them, they will be dealt with accordingly.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Right. And then they join BFM.
I mean, that's fairly straightforward. I think that's kind of what we expected from any large corporate firm, you know. Yep. They come for, okay, we allow you to do this, give us some results, it's okay.
I think the larger organisations, the MNCs, have already got this in place for a couple of years. It's already kind of norm. I mean, my time there, like I said, I was working from home for 7 years. It was based on results. Mm. And it was just, you know, just trust me to do the work, you know, wherever I'm sitting on.
Yeah. The whole, like, you know, work from home perk is something that I think a lot of people would look for. Like, if you gave them that perk genuinely, I think they would take it up because it's huge. It's a big deal. But I think working from home with monitoring, like you want to check in on them like 12 times a day or whatever, that's it sounds like a perk made by a company that wants to have that perk but doesn't understand how to make that work
just
for
like
them.
The Chinese.
There was this, I was offered a job by a company many years ago, and they said that it was a 4-day work week, and they said you work Monday to Thursday, you get a 3-day weekend, Friday is off. So the first question I asked them was, but what time do people leave Monday to Thursday? And they're like, depends on the project. Then I'm like, okay, but how often do they leave late? And they're like, yeah, 50-50, sometimes it's more. So I'm like, okay, like today, like in the office, what time are people going to leave? And they're like, after dinner. And I'm like, how often does that happen? They're like, most of the time. So I'm like, so it's not a 4-day work week. It's you're compensating for the time that you lose on Friday. So this sounds like that perk. Like, yeah, you work from home, but we're going to treat your home like an office.
Yeah.
It's kind of invasive. So it doesn't feel like home anymore. It just feels like a place that you recognize, like it's familiar to you, but your boss is virtually there.
Exactly that. And I think that's why a lot of these Chinese employees now are starting to feel that. I mean, we've spoken about this sharp eyes thing that they've had for a long time, you know, the monitoring within homes and whatever, and we've said, you know, how invasive it is. Now it's at that point where, okay, it's been used for good to monitor the movement of the virus and one thing or another.
Yep.
Great. But it's also there where they can monitor literally what you are doing 24 hours a day. Are you working or not? Mm-hmm. You know?
And this is China.
And yeah, exactly. You know? It's a bit scary, but it's also, like we said yesterday, this is going to change China for one way or another. We'll see how different things are after, because I think a lot of people, once they realize how closely they are monitored and how effective it is, they're not going to like it at all.
This could be like a learning curve.
Yeah, right. For sure. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or they'll go dancing.
Or they'll go dancing like we talked about yesterday. Yeah. Mm. Right, we're going to take a short break. More music. Suede. Beautiful ones up here on Enterprise. If you want to get in touch regarding this story, of course, the question is, your company is letting you work from home, but you have to be very closely monitored. Do you accept? Why or why not? Let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.